Linda, how are you?
I'm great this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Linda. I can't talk here. I'm yelling and screaming at that football game and just lost my voice. So you'll have to bear with me.
Well, I can understand that.
All right. I get this email from Fair Tax, and it says a major political party candidate, by the way, in the 7th District, is making some distorted statements about Fair Tax, and they are brazenly misleading. Please elaborate.
Well, I think most people would agree that taxes are too high, and our government is trying to do a little bit too much right now, and a lot of us have agreed that the national tax system needs to be overhauled, and a more fair and equitable plan needs to be adopted. I have worked with the Americans for Fair Taxation for many, many years, and also with the Michigan Fair Tax Group here in Michigan to institute exactly that type of tax. And what the Democratic Congressional Committee is doing is running ads all over the state against candidates who do support the national fair tax and stating that we want to increase taxes by 23%, which is blatantly false. They don't tell you that what we want to do is replace the whole tax system, including the IRS, the federal income tax, the Medicaid taxes, the Social Security taxes, withholding taxes, the death tax, and replace it with a simple, fair national sales tax.
Well, who in the 7th District is at odds with that?
The Democratic candidate that's running for Congress.
Well, in seeing some of those ads, they are somewhat distorted, but I just get a sense that people don't care about that, especially here in Michigan. They care about jobs. They care about what's going to happen with this next budget, which has more than a $1 billion deficit. I don't think that whoever the next governor is at the top of that list is going to be raising taxes, and if they do, it's going to be very slight. So it seems like really you don't have much to worry about.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't think that, I think as a small business owner, I have seen even business people don't understand the connection between taxes and government. If you continue to tax at high rates, you drive away business. There is a 22% disadvantage built into every product and service in this country because of our tax structure. We will never attract jobs until we fix our job situation, and that goes for Michigan as well. We went from voting to eliminate the single business tax completely. It should have been phased out by this year. Instead, what did our legislators do and our governor? They imposed a worse tax called the Michigan business tax. That's why you have jobs leaving the state. You're giving special credits to movie producers and different categories. I mean, this battery plant over on the west side got $1 million a job from the federal government. Well, you know what? I'd hire people, too, if somebody gave me $1 million per employee. But I can't afford to hire any more employees because I don't know what my taxes are going to be next year. I have no clue where they're going to be. But I do know that because Congress left Washington without voting on the Bush tax cuts, that people who are making $20,000 a year, $20,000 a year, are going to be paying $250 more in taxes next year. Now, that's not rich people to me. I don't understand where they're getting this sort of thing. And if you want to control spending, you have to control the amount of money that you're giving the federal and state government.
Well, it looks like you're going to get your wish when it comes to the state of Michigan, because if you look at the big lead that Rick Snyder has, and if you look at what Virge Bonero has stated, they both want to get rid of that that business tax that currently is on the books and replace that with a flat tax. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm truly not in favor of that because any tax on business is a tax on individuals. Businesses do not pay taxes. Businesses build the cost of taxes into their products and services and pass it along to the consumer. So anybody who goes around saying, oh, I'm going to pass that tax on to the business community, they're just lying to the taxpayer because those tax costs go directly into the cost of any product or any service in this state and in the nation.
Okay, well, when you look at Mr. Snyder's take on income taxes, he wants to do away with the Michigan business tax and make it a personal income tax. Are you in favor of that?
No, I don't. I'm not in favor of that. I don't think people should be taxed. See, our whole tax philosophy in this country is wrong. Instead of taxing what we earn, we should be taxing what we spend. Then higher income people will be taxed more progressively, just like the current federal tax, except that they will pay more because they spend more.
So what is your take on how that should be handled? What can you do to facilitate that change?
In Michigan or nationally?
Michigan.
Well, in Michigan, I think that voters need to ask their candidates, whether they're state or local candidates, do they support the Michigan fair tax? The Michigan fair tax is modeled after the national fair tax, and it would eliminate all business-to-business taxes. I think that would bring far more jobs into the state than giving somebody a film tax credit or a hospitality credit or this credit or that credit. And I'm not picking on any particular industry. I just think all businesses should be taxed fairly. You know, why should one manufacturer who's next door to a competitor get a tax break and the other guy not get a tax break? It just doesn't, it's not even common sense.
Now, I know that your organization is nonprofit, nonpartisan. Are you supporting either candidate for governor?
I'm personally not supporting either candidate for governor. I do vote, but I don't get into who I support and who I don't support unless they support the fair tax. If they are fair tax supporters, then I support them.
Linda, did you watch the debates last night?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. I was actually babysitting for my grandchildren.
All right. Linda, thanks so much. Appreciate your time. We'll talk again.
All right. Thanks.
You're